Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Ramadan is a month of fake celebration for a false holy book. That's the headline. Sharam Hadian, a former Muslim, comes to tell the truth about the Quran.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Ramadan. It is a month-long Muslim fast. What does the word Ramadan mean? How would you translate that into English?
The actual significance of the word Ramadan is predominantly because of the revelation of the Quran. It's a time of fasting. It basically, the word itself means to be on fire, to basically be someone who is, from the Arabic word Ramada, which means to be hot or on fire for, in this case, for the belief system is Islam. They believe that this is the month, according to the Quran, that the Quran was revealed to Muhammad. But it is the holiest, month for Muslims because of the revelation of the Quran and, of course, the call of fasting during the month from sun up to sundown.
I understand the Quran was actually given by the angel Gabriel, the archangel, to Muhammad himself.
Well, it's interesting, Dr. DeYoung. Muslims will say that, and that is the later interpretation. Is according to the account of Aisha, one of Muhammad's wives, in the Hadith, Muhammad initially, when he had this visitation in this cave, believed he was possessed. He believed he was visited by an evil spirit, and he was actually going to go commit suicide. And then they say, well, the angel Gabriel showed up to Muhammad and said, no, you're not possessed. This is me. And that's the revelation. If Muslims are honest, that the belief is Muhammad was actually visited by this spirit that tormented him. And now the tradition post that hadith is that this was the angel Gabriel that gave him the revelations. But yes, you're absolutely right that the current belief system is that it was Gabriel who visited him and gave him the Quran, or recited to him the Quran. Even though, by the way, remember, he was illiterate, so he could not read or write. But again, the account is that the angel says to him, read. And he goes, well, I can't read. So it's very, very shaky, the foundations of Islam. And I always tell people, contrast that with the incredible foundation of the Bible.
Yeah.
40 witnesses over 1,500 years. The Holy Spirit gave us the revelation. God preserved his word. Which one should people believe in? The Bible, not the Quran.
Sharam Hadian with the truth about the Quran and how it was given to the prophet Muhammad. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Not only is the Quran a fake holy book for a false religion, Islam, but it denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in the living flesh. 1 John chapter 2 and chapter 4 from the true Word of God, the Bible, says that people that make this claim that Jesus Christ is not the Son of God are of the devil, and they are antichrist. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...